This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Exchanges of fire along the Lebanon-Israel border have intensified over the past weeks with Israel's military push on Gaza's southern city of Rafah. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The militant Hezbollah group says it shot down an Israeli drone over South Lebanon and fired rockets at an Israeli military base. The attack came just hours after Israeli drone strikes killed at least one person and wounded several others. Hezbollah said in a statement that its fighters struck the Hermes 900 Koshaf drone, saying such aircraft had been targeting militants and civilian homes. Hezbollah says its fighters also attacked an Israeli army base in the border town of Kiryat Shmona with Birkin rockets, scoring direct hits, it says, igniting a fire and destroying part of it. The Israeli army confirmed a rocket had hit the base without giving details. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As Israeli forces advanced deeper into Rafah, President Joe Biden declared Hamas had lost its ability to carry out a major terrorist attack on Israel, and he endorsed what he said was the latest Israeli offer of a ceasefire deal. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittek-Wassara has the story.
It's time for this war to end.
From the White House, President Joe Biden laid out a three-phase ceasefire plan that he says Israel has agreed to.
Israel has made their proposal. Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
Phase one calls for a six-week temporary pause in fighting. During phase two, Israeli forces would withdraw completely from Gaza in exchange for the release of all remaining hostages. In the third and final phase, Gaza reconstruction would begin and the remains of all deceased hostages returned. Patsy Wittek-Wassara, VOA News, Washington.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and visit voanews.com for additional stories. This is VOA News. Republicans joined Trump's attacks on the justice system and campaign of vengeance after his guilty verdict. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
It was a rigged trial.
Republicans are enlisting themselves in Trump's campaign of vengeance and political retribution, all part of the GOP bid to reclaim the White House. On Friday, the House Judiciary Chairman demanded DA Alvin Bragg and the prosecutor in Trump's hush money case appear for questioning. President Biden, who has no authority over state courts, said the attacks are reckless.
It's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
Experts on authoritarianism warn Trump is vowing to use the state against his opponents. Julie Walker, New York.
Chile has joined a group of nations supporting a genocide case against Israel filed last year at the International Court of Justice. President Gabriel Boric, in a speech, told lawmakers Saturday he was appalled by the humanitarian devastation in Gaza and accused the Israeli army of using, quote, indiscriminate and disproportional force. South Africa last year accused Israel at the International Court of Justice of violating its obligations under the Genocide Convention. Israel has strongly rejected the claim and has argued that the war in Gaza is a legitimate defense against Hamas militants for their October 7th attack in southern Israel that killed around 1,200 people and took 250 hostage. A warm reception in France for America's World War II veterans who've arrived for D-Day observances. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Serenaded by French school children and dignitaries, the veterans are being honored for their bravery on June 6, 1944. That's when thousands of U.S. and Allied paratroopers landed behind enemy lines along a 50-mile stretch of the Normandy coast. Marine Corps veteran Donald Graves, proud of the mission.
We shortened the war. It was over. I believe that. And I'm proud to be a part of it.
The veterans will be saluted in ceremonies at Omaha and Utah beaches in Normandy. The youngest in the group is 96, the oldest 107. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Chinese spacecraft has landed on the moon's far side to collect rocks in a growing space rivalry with the U.S. The official Xinhua News Agency says the landing module touched down Sunday morning Beijing time. The mission is the sixth in the Chang'e Moon Exploration Program and the second designed to bring back samples. The moon program is part of a growing rivalry with the U.S. and others, including Japan and India, to explore space. China has put its own space station in orbit and regularly sends crews there. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.